world they're living in and their future if the Lord don't do something. It really bothers me to have to preach what I'm going to preach about this morning. I don't enjoy it. I don't like to think about it. There's one thing that really, really tires me up. It's people being cruel to kids. I just can't hardly stand it. I don't like to see people be cruel to animals. A human being, it's hard for me to imagine how people could be cruel, take these little babies like we saw a while ago and be mean to them. I can't figure that out. But you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what's going on right here in McDowell County. And we're close to home. I know I'm close to home, and I'm not near as dumb as I used to be. It'd shock you. It would shock us if we knew what some of these kids right here in this church are living in and around in their home. Friday was Earth Day, and I about wanted to go out and throw all my trash out on the side of the road. Amen. You say, "Well, Brother Danny, we need to save Mother Earth." Listen, you couldn't destroy this earth if you tried. This earth, you ain't gonna destroy this earth. Did you know they ain't even no evidence that the ozone layer is deteriorating because of anything man's done? None. None. That's a bunch of junk. That's people wanting a religious. They want you to quit driving your car. I bet you they don't quit driving theirs. We all should have just went out and started sawing trees down to celebrate Earth Day. Now, some of you don't understand that and you don't like it. You know what? I'm aggravated this morning because people need to go out and save some of these boys and girls that's being destroyed. 500,000 a year before they even have a chance to grow. 500,000 a year. Do you know that it's a crime to bust an eagle egg? It's a crime, it's against the law to bust an eagle egg and destroy that unborn eagle. That it's not a human being. The most unsafe place in America this morning for you to be is in your mother's womb. You got a 50-50 chance and among young ladies of never coming out of there alive. It's scary, buddy. And I'm gonna hit it hard this morning because it bothers me. I don't think kids ought to be mistreated. When I think about these little boys and girls that come across here a minute ago, people say, I don't know what you'd do if you came in one night and found some pervert molesting one of your kids. You say, "I'd lose my religion and kill him." No, you keep your religion and kill him. You ain't got much religion if you wouldn't do something for your kid. We're living in a wimpy society, brother. The Bible said if a man don't provide for his own and protect his faith, he's denied the faith and worse than an infidel. You're worse than an atheist. You say, "Well, they have their right." Not to mess with my young'uns, they don't. They won't go mess herself up, that's their business. You don't have a right to mess with somebody's kids. We've had cases right here in McDowell County where kids try to be picked up in grocery stores. Another one right up here on Main Street. Some pervert took him down underneath the bridge, down where the railroad crossing goes over the bridge on Main Street. And we only hear the tip of the iceberg. I had a young lady sit in my office, rode one of our buses. I can't tell you what she told me. We've had the police pick them up here at our church parking lot. Get them away from people that's abusing them. Recently, just in the last few weeks. Let me show you, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 2 just a second. Let me show you what the Bible says about this type of thing. Everybody look at your Bible there now. You need to learn that Bible, and that Bible will put your head on straight. The news media will mess it up. And I'm going to deal with that tonight. If you want to hear what happened in Waco, Texas, I'm going to talk about it a little bit tonight. Tell you what happened. Somebody said David Koresh wasn't really dead and he was hiding and he's going to reappear and say he rose from the dead. I don't know about that. I don't believe that, but I'm going to show you. Have you noticed? You noticed how the news media is now trying to blame the government? That's about dumb, ain't it? The police are never obligated to let the criminals call the shots and make up their mind what the rest of the world's going to do. The police have a job. The police have a job to give you one fair warning. If you don't comply, they have the right to do whatever is necessary. You can't blame the cops, man. If you're in somebody's house and you're holding them hostage and they say, come out with your hands up, and you don't, then you are responsible for whatever happens after that. And I'll talk a little bit about that tonight. But we're living in a world that right's wrong and wrong's right. I wouldn't be too popular in Washington, D.C. today. They said they're going to have 2,000 homosexuals getting married today in Washington. And they're mad because their man Clinton ain't going to be there. Son, I'd got out of town too if I'd have been him. I ain't got time to preach on all that this morning. I tell you, brother, you young people listen to me this morning, you're living in a sick day. You're living in a sick society, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the only hope you've got. If He don't help you, you've had it. Look here in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 16. When Jesus Christ was born, the devil wanted Him killed. He killed all the babies, 2 years old and younger. King Herod did. Verse 16 said, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth. He got real mad. And sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. He's trying to kill Jesus. Then was fulfilled that which is spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, in Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning. Rachel. You know whose wife Rachel is? Is Jacob's. You know who Jacob is? His name is Israel. That's the children of Israel weeping for their children. Rachel, weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. And all throughout that Jewish community, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, there was mamas seeing their babies sliced. They took swords, sliced them up like they were meat, cut their heads off, stuck them, however they chose to put them to death. And all throughout that land there were mamas crying over their babies. Now, I want you to think about that for just a few minutes. Think about what I just said. Who's destroying the children of this generation? They say now that children in America are almost an endangered species. 500,000 a year are lost, stolen, or turn up missing every day, every year in America. I got to thinking about it this morning. I stood in the airport this morning before it got daylight in Washington, D.C. And I walked over to this side and had these great big windows up like this. And I got to thinking about that. And I thought, boy, if God opened my eyes, there'd probably be demons just swarming around here. It was like flies, mosquitoes coming down on a camp area. They were probably open, all those spirits going around that place. And I thought about all them people. I mean, these were big shot perverts come to Washington, D.C., arm in arm. They're saying that today is going to be the largest civil rights march in the history of the United States. Ever. Notice how they use that term, civil rights. Which, being, of course, homosexual, is not. It's a moral issue. See? It's not a civil issue at all. As a matter of fact, a crime and against the law still in most states. They say the largest, expecting maybe 1 million. I got to thinking about all those cities. Then my mind went back. I could see the Capitol building over here, and I could see the Washington Monument. And the Washington Monument stands up like this, and there's red light flashing off and on like that. So planes and everything can see it. That thing big, too. They don't have no big tall buildings in Washington, D.C. They don't want to destroy that pretty scenery and skyline, so they keep them all low so that monument will stick up high above everything else, I was told. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, that's the city that Washington lived in. That's where Abraham Lincoln rode up and down those streets right over there in that city before this airport was even built. That's where Andrew Jackson and Jefferson and all those men, and I got to thinking about what was going on there today. How that right out in broad daylight with the press covering it, giving it national attention, there would be 2,000 people of the same sex marry each other. And how our nation has forgotten God, and how they're taking little kids like this and saying we have the right to raise them. And even one of our famous country singers, Garth Brooks, said recently that if both of your parents happen to be the same sex, that that's okay and that can be a traditional family. I got to thinking about that, and brother, I almost started crying. I said, God, what's happened to our nation that once stood, had scripture wrote all over that Washington Monument, have a King James Bible? What's happened to our nation that the only parts of the scripture they quote is God is love and give us liberty and all of that kind of stuff and ignore the other 75% that condemns our sin? God, what's happened to our nation? God, is there anything? And I bowed my head this morning and I looked, saw those lights over there and I thought about all the wickedness and I bowed my head up against that wind and I said, God, help me to do my part if this nation can be saved, if there could be a revival, whatever it is, God help me to do my part. Ladies and gentlemen, I kind of rededicated my life to God this morning. Looking out over our nation's capital, I'm more convinced than I've ever been before that right here in this old book is the only hope we've got in this nation. It's all we've got. We can't look to our government to save us. They're as corrupt as the rest of the crowd in many cases. We can't look to our economy. We can't look to our bank accounts. They're saying they're falling like flies. Banks are going broke. Deals are being traded. We're selling our property to foreigners and everything else. God's got to help us in this nation. And I tell you what God does. Every time a nation starts mistreating kids, God judges the nation. Every time. Now, I take just a minute and tell you what's going on in this country this morning. Children in America are suffering physical pain and agony at the hands of them that are supposed to be showing them love. An investigator from 2020 says they're treated like garbage, raped, and killed. Their young bodies are thrown in plastic bags on trash trucks, dumps, thrown into rivers. Some are on the roadside like empty beer cans or crushed cigarette butts. They told me of a girl up there recently, just last night, had a 2-year-old child of her own body, right out of her own body. She said, I'm getting tired of keeping him. I'm just going to give him up for adoption. Somebody else can have him. You say, oh, Brother Danny, I hear a lot of that kind of stuff nowadays. Maybe she didn't really want it. Let me tell you people something. Let me tell you young people something. There was a day in this country 100 years ago that a mother would walk through hell for her kids. There was a time in this country in the last 50 years you'd have to fight a mother with a gun and a knife to take one of her kids away from her. I'm talking about sinner women, but women that weren't even Christian. It was nearly unheard of for a woman to desert her own offspring. What's happening to our nation? Abuse. Little kids as young as 9 years old are becoming pitiful little mothers. Kids having kids. They raided a place down in Dallas, Texas, one of these sex pervert places that use little children for pornography. Brother, you know as well as I know that you can't, if you got a kid nowadays, you can't turn your back on them in a shopping center. You better not leave one of them in a parking lot. You go to the post office and watch trucks go down the road, these milk jugs and stuff, their pictures are everywhere saying, have you seen me? Have you seen me? Have you seen me? And describes them. Little bitty ones. They raided that place down there where these perverts go and have sexual relations with little bitty kids. They said that one of the officers in Dallas, Texas, this man was a hardened law officer. He had seen wrecks, knife fights, gunshot wounds, shootout, the whole bit. They said that officer went out and sat down on the steps of that place, put his head down and started crying when he seen what was in that place. The youngest baby in that place being used for pornography was 18 months old and already had a venereal disease. Hard times are, many parents seem like they just give up. In Houston, Texas, four kids were brought to the emergency room. Sat down in the emergency room in the hospital with a note on one of them's back that said mama couldn't take care of them. Others leaving their kids at babysitters or with grandma and never come back. Keep your seat now. Keep your seat. Everybody be real still. Nobody else get up. They call them throwaway kids. Many live to be teenagers and added to the suicide list. Some of them are chained to bedposts, locked in attics, or locked cars. We had the case right here in our county not long ago where a little boy couldn't learn how to use the bathroom and tie him to the commode with ropes and leave him there all day long. When he'd come home, he'd be fell asleep hanging off the commode seat. And this, the newspaper said that when someone of his family would go to the, they'd go to the drive-in theater and they'd push him down in the floorboard and wouldn't let him see the movie because he didn't know how to use the bathroom right. Oh, I'm going to get off the subject here just a second, but many parents are walking out telling little boys and girls, honey, daddy can't live with you no more. Honey, mommy can't live here no more. Why? Me and mommy can't get along. Me and daddy can't get along. They think it don't bother them little kids. Listen, when before they're 2 years old, they feel the pain. They feel the agony. Hey, you, listen, let me tell you people in here something. If you've got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, somebody flirting with you at work, trying to get you to leave your husband or your wife. Listen, a person that would try to get a mama to leave her kids, they ain't worth the powder and shot it'd take to blow their fool heads off. You ought to have your head examined to talk to somebody like that. You say, well, preacher, don't get mad at you. Good, I'm mad at them. I'm taking up for these little kids this morning that can't take up for themselves. God have mercy on us, people. You know what I've heard people say? Boy, I just can't wait to get rid of these kids so I can go out and have a good time. You know what's wrong with that generation? I'll tell you right now, brother. We're so selfish and self-centered. All we think about is ourselves. Whatever happened to the day when mama sacrificed for her kids?
Amen.
Whatever happened to the day when daddy and mama would do without so their kids could have something? It's not that way nowadays.
Right.
Kid, you go in there and stay. Me and mama's going to go party and get drunk and live it up tonight. And the kids has to do without. That's the day we're living in, brother. That same thing happened in Jesus' day. Same thing happened in Moses' day. And it's the same thing that's going on this morning in Florida. A 17-year-old girl become a stripper at a bar. She couldn't handle all the pressure and the sin and the filthy men she had to deal with and put a pistol barrel in her mouth. Took her own life, killed herself. And they finally, somebody got some sense and got her mother for child abuse, for pushing her. She pushed her into it and made her do it for the money. You believe that? Smut peddlers are making fortunes off child pornography. I remember it was 10 years ago, maybe 15, when I first heard of child pornography. I couldn't believe it. I knew men had girly magazines and they like to look at pictures of women. I mean, that's always been. I tell you something, people. We're in bad, bad shape when you have to take 2- and 3-year-old kids to get some kind of a thrill out of it. Look at them. You're sick in your head. You need to get right with God. There may be somebody here this morning that's mistreating a child. I want to tell you, mister, God's going to get you. He's going to judge you. And I want you lady here this morning, God's going to get you too. And I want to tell all you kids something while I'm on it. If anybody, your uncle, your grandpa, I don't care who it is, if anybody ever touches you somewhere where they're not supposed to be touching you, you tell somebody, you call the police, you call 911, put their sorry rear in jail somewhere. Do you know that 95% of child molesters never spend one day in jail? Do you know that we don't know the tip of the iceberg because the low-down things get these kids and threaten them and say, if you ever tell anybody, I'll kill you. Let me tell you something. God's on those kids' side, and God's not going to let you get away with it. And you say, well, Brother Danny, are you insinuating that there might be somebody here? Listen, there's a lot of people in here this morning. I used to be dumb enough to think everybody that come to church is good, fine people. Son, did I ever have a lot to learn. Missing kids. Scoutmasters. Priests. Preachers. Club leaders. Religious instructors, psychiatrists. There's case after case after case where these child psychiatrists and psychologists are caught messing around with these kids they're supposed to be trying to help. Little boys and girls who should be out playing with dolls and trucks and in sand piles, knowing that there's adults going to take care of them, are now in daycare centers watching movies every day. And a lot of days, to recognize somebody that's going to pick them up and how to defend themselves. Kids ought not to have to be. You might as well raise them in a jungle than to be raised in America the way it is nowadays. A psychologist in Virginia has got 20 years in prison, molested 4 of his kids, disturbed boys. He's the one that's disturbed. The police in Los Angeles sees the list, 30,000 customers and names that are on a child pornography list, 70,000 copies of the book sold called Where the Young Ones Are. And these businessmen, 30,000 businessmen, fly to L.A., Dallas on these business trips, and this hooks them up with clubs and stuff where they can go get them a little kid to spend the night with. Well, ain't that something? You know, I got to thinking about all that God's going to see in Washington today. And I got to thinking, boy, it'd be a good time for earthquake up there, wouldn't it? Yeah. If I was the Lord today, I'd be tempted to just, I didn't mean to make a big giant hole. Washington, D.C., this is gone. I don't want nobody to go to hell, but the world would be a whole lot better place. I know somebody's going to get mad at me today, and you're going to go out, you're going to talk about me, you're going to say, I'm never going to go hear him preach again. Well, you must have some kind of guilty conscience, or it wouldn't bother you so bad. Let me tell you, brother, I'm for these kids. They need a chance. They need a chance to grow up in a decent home, an environment, and go to church and learn about God like me and you did. Lord, have mercy. What's our world come to? You know who the bad guy? We're the bad people for saying anything about it. Yeah. You know something? I want to tell you 3 or 4 things this morning what all this means before I close. Heard about a little girl. Police was going down the road, interstate, and they saw this little girl on the side of the road. And she's about that high, and she's down kind of in the grass like that, and had her fingers in the chain fence, and she was crying, tears coming down her face here, and the police stopped and got her, and they said, what you doing, honey? And she said, I don't think my mommy's coming. I don't think my mommy's coming. She had a big blue place right around here where they'd hit her. They said, honey, where is your mama? She's almost froze to death. She said, mommy took me out here last night and told me to hold on real tight. And she'd come back and get me. I don't think my mommy's coming. You heard the story that Brother Ricky Henson told last week, how that one girl and they took her out of her home because she's being abused and molested. They put her in a foster home, and then they had to put her in another, and she had been moved out of 5 different foster homes for the very same thing she took out of her first home for. 6 times. What's a girl going to grow up thinking that every home she goes to, some old wicked, nasty man can't keep his hands off of her? Listen, if you're a man here this morning and you have a problem being around young girls or young boys and you want to grab everyone, you say, you know what, buddy, you need to get down here and get the demons cleaned out of you. You need to ask God to have mercy on you. You say, well, I read a psychology book and they said it was normal behavior. They're stupid. It's not normal. Not normal. I know some of you ain't never going to come back. And you, I don't like that preacher, but I'm not mean. Really, I'm not mean. I just hate the devil, and I hate to see somebody abusing kids. Ain't right. Now, this thing shows us 2 or 3 things. Number one, as I begin to close this morning, number one, it shows us that Jesus is coming soon. I was looking up there this morning, I thought, well, how in the world could the Lord let it go on? I thought, why did He give them such pretty weather? Why didn't that blizzard come today? Snow 3 foot. You know, but that just shows you how good God is. God's good, man. They're up there blaspheming everything He stands for in that book. And then they're saying, we're going to get married and God's going to bless us today. And God gives them sunshine. And they saying in a $100 a night motel room. Man, it's pouring in that Marriott up there. I come from Delaware to going to Maryland Friday night, and we met halfway. Brother Ryman took me over there, and then they met me and took me on back. We met at Marriott Hotel there around Washington, D.C., and they'd been sitting there a while waiting. They said it's coming in there arm in arm, boy. Rich dudes. Partying it up for the day. And the Lord lets the sun shine. And the Lord lets the grass grow. But oh boy, let me tell you, one of these days, one day He's going to say, that's all it's going to go. And the trumpet's going to sound, and everybody that's really saved is going to leave out of this world. And buddy, when that time comes, it's Katie bar the door then, brother. It's good night, Irene. Man, I mean, they'll run for the rocks and the mountains. They'll cry, and the wrath of God's going to fall on this earth. Number two, in closing, it shows us how wicked that people can get without God. I'm a low-down sinner myself, and I ought to be in hell. I'm not trying to say we're so holy this morning. But honest to goodness, I never have figured out how a person could get in the shape where they treat kids like that. Can't figure it out. There is no limit to how low human beings will go without the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart. They can't control themselves. That lust just burns in them, and it gets worse and worse. And I hate to be so plain with it this morning, but you people know as good as I know, we're living in a world right now that is absolutely burn wild, out of control with lust. And the only thing that's restraining it from just wiping out the population is the mercy of God. The Spirit of God is still here. Buddy, we're living it. It's that close to just breaking out like a wildfire. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. These school kids know what I'm talking about. When they go up here at this high school, I mean, all you hear is dirt, 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 dirt. Every girl that walks by, it's a dirty remark. Every teacher walks, it's a dirty remark. Just filth, 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 filth all day. That shows you just get nastier and nastier without God in your heart. Just as black as them shoes I got on, brother. I mean, just nasty without God. Number three. As I've mentioned, it shows us how merciful God really is. Listen now. Listen carefully. Number four. It shows us how we need to be on our knees praying and working in the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ more than we ever have before.
It's discouraging.
I sit up there this morning and I thought, Lord, turn our nation back to you. And I thought, my goodness. And that's discouraging, buddy. It really is. We've suffered major setbacks in recent days. They said Dr. James Dobson out there in Colorado Springs, Colorado, took such a stand, their organization did, against the homosexual movement and all that kind of stuff. They said they was getting such threats and so many things that he began to question if they might should just deal with other issues and leave it alone. And him and his wife went up on the mountain or somewhere and prayed. And he said, no, we're going to stand for what's right and let come what may just come on. And that's what we're going to have to do, folks. We've come too far to turn back now. We can't buckle into this society and say, oh, well, we've been wrong all along. Maybe it is okay. No, we've got to stand for what's right. If that whole world turns against us, it's not going to be easy, I can tell you. It's harder now than it was 5 years ago. We've got to do it. And I'm going to say in closing this morning, if you're here this morning and you need to get your heart right with God as a teenager, or if you're here this morning and there's something going on in your life that you know ain't right, you've got filthy habits and practices in your life that is not right, you're messing with pornography, or you're getting dirty videos, or maybe you better get that thing right with God right quick, because you're getting a disease that won't let you go and it'll wind up destroying you. You hear me? You'll mess yourself up to where you'll never be able to have a good married life. You ever thought about that? You'll mess yourself up where you'll never be a normal person. You boys, listen to me this morning. You're dibble-dabbling around in sin. And buddy, I know I've dropped a bomb on you this morning. I know that. And I know there's a lot of people in here that you'd die before you come to the altar now. I know that. I mean, I wouldn't if I was you. But the truth is, God's looking, people. The truth is, God's looking. And if you need to get right with God, I don't care what nobody says or thinks, I'd get down here and get it right. You know what's happened to these little kids? These people in the world right now, if they could grab any one of these little kids we seen up here a while ago, would grab it and take them off and torture them and beat them and burn them. They hold cigarette butts to them, cigarettes to them, just burn spots all over their body. They run bathtubs full of hot scalding water and just set them in there and hold them. They put one babysitter put a baby in the microwave oven and baked it and set it on the table. She's messed up on drugs and set it on the table for when the mom and daddy come home. And I mean, it's just the tip of the iceberg. We don't know half what's going on. We better get her on this altar this morning and pray. It dealt with my heart this morning. And I need to just get around that altar and just cry out, oh, God. I bet you about every one of us in here know, whether you know it or not, you know a kid that's being molested. You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked. We need God. Let's stand by our heads. We need God, people. We need God. If you want to join Christians on this altar and pray for the future, you think about what's going on in the Capitol right now. It makes God sick to his stomach. We need God like we've never needed him before. Mamas, have all you mamas and daddies with these little babies, dedicate them little babies to Jesus. Say, Lord, I want to raise my kid right. God, protect them. Don't let some pervert pick them up somewhere. Watch over them at school. Watch over them when they're playing. Watch over them when they're crossing the road and at the shopping center and the mall and stuff. We got some of these bus kids coming to pray over here, and they may have problems that we've dealt with this morning. Maybe some of you ladies pray with them over there. Dear Lord Jesus, I don't know what needs to be done this morning, Lord, but you do. And God, I know I'm a failure in so many ways, and I ask you to forgive me. God, we failed you as a church. We ask you to forgive us. God, put a burden on our heart. Lord, when I think about these kids being... Let's sing, Brother John. If you need to come this morning, you can come on right now. Come on.
Just
come on. Come on right now. Get out of your seat and come. Mamas and daddies and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, young people, teenagers. Come on. Come on. You need to get right with God. Right here's the place to get right with God. Move. Move right now. Move right now. Come on. Come on. If you need to get saved. That's right. Come on. Amen.
Just
come on.
Other.
Amen.
As I am.
Amen. Come on.
And waiting not.
Come on, church
to
people. Visitors.
My soul.
Come on.
Of one dark blood.
Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on, girls. Come on, young people. You got a problem this morning? Put it right here on the altar. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Of God.
You ladies play with these girls over here. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Right at the feet of Jesus. That's the only answer we've got this morning. Put it at the feet of Jesus.
As I am, thou wilt receive, wilt
this morning you're not right with God. Come on, while we sing one more. Come on. Come on right now.
I am without one plea.
Amen.
But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou be of God I come.
Amen.
I come.
Just before we go, these are still praying this morning. Bruce, y'all come on real quick. Just going to join the church. While they're coming, I tell you something, buddy. Be shocked. We'll be shocked. I hate to lay such a heavy burden here on you on Sunday morning, but maybe spend some time praying. I got a special message on my heart for tonight's service. I want you to be here. Make an effort, a special effort to be back in the service tonight. We usually just get warmed up on Sunday morning. We come back and have church tonight. So be here. Thank God for all these that are coming. I hope everybody got things settled. I don't know if anybody... prayed with somebody who got saved. Did anybody pray with somebody who just got saved? Let me know. If not, I say most of these kids, some of these teenagers are having problems like some of you wouldn't believe. They tell their bus workers. It's unbelievable. God have mercy on us. It's Brother Bruce, his wife Lisa. Bruce Mills and his wife Lisa come to join the church this morning. Been coming a long time. They've both been saved, both been baptized. Want to unite with the church by statement. Somebody want to make the motion. Motion made second. All in favor. Let it be known by an uplifted hand. Amen. The kids are not going to join yet, right? Okay. That's my little friend right there, that little girl. She likes me. A lot of them kids don't like me, but she likes me. So she's my special friend. Amen. Okay, now we got these showers over here. Drag one of them over here a little bit, Todd. Please, before you leave, come up here and stick something in these boxes. We're going to give them these two brand new babies. One of them 2 days old, and about one of them about 2 weeks old. Come around and shake Bruce and his wife's hand. Give them the right hand of fellowship, and then you'll be at liberty to go. Service tonight at 7 o'clock.